Deion Sanders believes they're letting too many people into the NFL Hall of Fame. By Dylan Gwynn on January 29, 2020. Becoming a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame means gaining acceptance into a very exclusive club. However, according to Deion Sanders, that club is not nearly as exclusive as it should be. Former Dallas Cowboy and NFL Hall of Famer Deion Sanders was recently called a guest on the Dan Patrick Show, and shared his belief that the Pro Football Hall of Fame, once an exclusive club, is now letting in every Tom, Dick, and Harry. What is the Hall of Famer now? Is it a guy who played a long time? Sanders said. It's so skewed now. Once upon a time, a Hall of Famer was a player who changed the darn game. Who made you want to reach in your pocket and pay your admission to see that guy play? That's not a Hall of Famer anymore. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you're a Hall of Famer. You're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. They let everybody in this thing. It's not exclusive anymore. And I don't like it. Patrick pressed Sanders and asked him about former Giant Eli Manning's Hall of Fame candidacy. Sanders replied, "You get the point." Sanders also took exception with the NFL's minimum number of 6 inductees a year. Not only does the former Super Bowl champion believe that's too many, he also believes candidates should be chosen based solely on their career achievements. It should be based on, are you that guy? Not just because we have to meet a quota, Sanders explained. It's hard to see the flaws in Sanders' arguments. Meeting a quota is a very bad reason to put someone in the Hall of Fame. Voting someone in because their last name is Manning, or because they played in New York, is also a bad idea. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.